Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
When it's too cold, we complain about the cold. When it's too hot, we complain about the heat. That's just us as humans, and I think as South Africans. Maar hierdie week is net, dit is so warm. Toe ek in my kar klim op pad na die ateljee toe vandag, is dit 35 grade.
I've got a gym that I go and box at, and it's like a little mini warehouse. Maar is basies 'n sink dak.
Sies toch.
And it bakes in there, let me tell you.
Rob sweet.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yeah.
Maar kyk, ons is moeg op die einde van die tyd. So we wanted to find out what on earth is going on, because if you've been paying attention to sort of the world of the environment and news, we're breaking all sorts of unwanted records at the moment. One of them that caught my eye was they've been measuring global sea level temperatures. So how hot the ocean is. And for the last 365 days, every single day has been the record for that day.
Yeah.
So the 1st of January was the hottest 1st of January ever recorded. The 2nd of January was the hottest 2nd of January ever recorded. In Suwan, for the last 365 days in a row.
Maar luister, soos in Europa het ons verlede jaar gehoor van hoe warm dit was in Griekenland, Frankryk, plekke wat gewoonlik meer matig is, is nou heeltemal te warm.
Maar kom ons kyk ook net na wat in die weerberigte aangaan, reg? Want elke keer as ek het nou lees, dan denk ek, jene, dit kan nie waar wees. En ek kyk net weer na vandag. Limpopo en Messina is 42, Lepalale 40, Pretoria 34. Môre word Skukuza 40. Lepalale en Messina en Palaborwa 39.
Ek wou net sê,
regtig baie. Stel jouself nou voor, jy moes daar gaan gym vandag.
I'm sorry, but if you live in those areas, Palaborwa, Tzani, Lepalale, Messina and so on, like, respect. You know hot. Jy verstaan hoe warm het is.
Maar hoor ook hierdie reg. So, we spoke to a climatologist, also the director of Global Change Institute at WITS, Professor François Engelbrecht, and he is telling us something that they noticed in the Free State.
We've experienced a really high number of so-called heat wave days across the Southern African interior. I've just been seeing some of the statistics today, and in Viljoenskroon in the Free State, for example, 15 consecutive days above 55 degrees Celsius were recorded.
So that's what we're sitting with.
Maar die ding is, ons kan nie noodwendig sien hoe die winter gaan gaan van waardeur ons is in die somer. So we can't go, oh, it's going to be a hot winter, because summer feels like it's longer and it feels like it's hotter.
So hier is die ding, ons het nou gesien dat professor Engelbrecht het ook gesê, ons is nou verby daardie punt van dat die aarde in 'n jaar 1.5 grade Celsius warmer raak. So volgens hom en die statistiek wat ons het, gaan hierdie 'n warmer winter wees. Of ons nou daarvan nou of nie. Maar dit is ook 'n bietjie moeilik om dit te verduidelik, want die weerverskynsels waar ons gewoond is, die La Niñas en die El Niñas, dit is meer vir die reënval in somertye. So ons is nou in 'n ding wat genoem word La Nada. Nada beteken niks. So ons is, we're neutral now. We don't know what's happening in winter.
I've never heard of that one before. I've heard of El Niño and I've heard of La Niña. I've never heard of like La Nada.
En daar is niks warmers wat nou ons nie mee sit nie.
Maar weet jy waar kom die name La Niña en El Niño vandaan?
Isn't it like little boy and little girl?
Yes, it is. But I asked Prof Engelbrecht this as well. I was very surprised. Let me share it with you.
So right now we are in the middle of a moderate to strong El Niño event. And El Niño refers to the state of the Pacific Ocean when temperatures are above normal. The name derives from Spanish fishermen who many hundreds of years ago discovered that sea surface temperatures along the coast of Peru are certain times of the year much higher than they usually are. This usually happens on December. From there the name El Niño was coined. It means the little boy child, or referring to the Christ child, of course.
Okay.
I did not know that. So we got a Peruvian Christmas reference.
We've got Christmas,
which is
weather.
What we talk about when we're talking about whether our farmers are going to get rain.
Imagine.
Yeah. Jakut nou net vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur. Waar hy is, is dit 47 grade.
Oh, Jakut, jammer. Meneer, ek is jammer. Aye. There's nothing to be done there. I remember going on family holidays to the Kalahari. And like, it would be so hot that all you could possibly do is sort of soak a towel in some water and then put it underneath you on the bed and put another one on top of you, and in 30 minutes time they dried and evaporated and you'd need to go and do it again. You could never sleep. Yakuk's yammer, dude.
Rob, you just said there's nothing to be done. La nada.
Dankie Madeleine, ons waardeer vir jou. Yeah, I saw a tweet last week that really stuck in my brain, and it refers to the subject, and it said, "This might be the coolest summer of the rest of your life."
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.